And look, can you believe what's happening now in the room? Can you see it's Skip Skipley, everybody?
Oh, I'm always amazed that he shows up.
Hi, Skip.
Anything for you, Esmeralda.
We don't pay him or nothing. Just in those watches.
Yeah, he gets a retirement watch every time he retires.
I do flip him on the street, though.
Wow. Okay, you didn't have to tell us.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, that jet don't run on wishes and
You flip a lot.
I do flip.
Skip flips.
We're big fans of rhyming words in the Skipley family.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Skip Skipley, he's our host. Shall we do the thing with the thing? All right, we're getting ready here now. As you know, the pop-up video, one side of each card has trivia questions about a specific song slash video. The other side has a specific questions about pop culture related stuff that's associated with that song. And our host is the one and only Skip Skipley. How was the jet ride in?
It was just dandy.
Yeah?
Got through the rain, no problem.
No problem.
Debating whether to go to L.A.
Oh.
It's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be 100 degrees today. It's going to be the hottest World Series game ever played. 100 degrees in L.A.
Did you know that in 2014, Sports Illustrated had a cover piece in which they predicted the Astros would win the 2017 World Series over the Chicago Cubs? It was an article about how both teams were building up their farm systems.
Wow.
And they predicted that in 2017, the Astros would beat the Cubs in the World Series. And it nearly came true.
Nearly did come true. Nearly did. So now they just have to beat the Dodgers. It's not going to be an easy task. Dodgers are a good team. Should be a really good World Series, though.
Yeah.
You know? All right.
Now, is Esmeralda faking a trip to Iceland and Ireland to really go cover the World Series? Because I know she's a sports
maven. She's a sports fanatic.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. There you go.
I'm really going to L.A.
Yeah.
There's going to be pictures of me in coats.
So you're just going to
be sweating really bad.
You're going back and forth between L.A. and Houston. That's what's happening. You're not actually going
out. Yeah, I'm actually
What's
not
that
going
Major
anywhere.
League Baseball team in Houston again? Esmeralda.
It's the Astros.
Yeah, you thought they were a basketball team the last time we played
whatever.
Celebrity Name Game.
Do they even have a bat? They don't have one,
yes,
do they?
Yes, they do, the Houston Rockets.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to begin?
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Please provide us a line or two from Elton John's Candle in the Wind.
Oh, no. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, always blowing in the candle.
No.
But we lost you, and I don't know. The best.
Seems like.
I've never. High. Now, see, this is confusing because there was the regular one, which is about Marilyn Monroe. Then he did the Princess Diana. Oh, no. We're going to give. That's it.
Yeah, but I think the chorus stayed the same, didn't it?
Yeah. You lived your life, you were a candle in the wind. There you go.
And Candle in the Wind, 1997.
Seven. Yeah.
Is the name of the...
Right, Candle in the Wind, because that's when Princess Di died. So, all right. But it's probably some... We're going to get a question about that. I know it.
Right.
So.
Well, I knew it anyway.
I know.
So it doesn't matter.
Chair just went...
What? Wow, oh man, you have all sorts of problems.
Jeez, some technical.
The chair just went down. It became became Billy Barty at one point.
I thought you started doing calisthenics.
Yeah, that's going to happen. All right, what's next?
Esmeralda, who is this song written about before the 1992? We're talking the original version.
Marilyn Monroe.
That is correct.
That is right. Uh-huh.
Who is Elton John's longtime lyricist?
Bernie Taupin.
That is correct.
One of the best songwriters that's ever lived.
Esmeralda, what is Norma Jean's last name?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I know. No, I don't know.
Baker.
Oh. I thought maybe I thought her last name was Jean.
Norma? And then her last name is Jean.
Yeah. What? What do you... You make it sound like that's insane. Who would be their last name Jean? That's crazy.
All right.
That completes the first set.
Oh, no! All right, we're flipping?
We are flipping.
He's flipping.
He's flipping.
Skip flipped.
Like my Skiply watch is flip-ly. On the street.
Yeah, flipping skip. All right.
Multiple choice for you, Mr. DiGilio.
Uh-huh.
Who played Greystroke in the movie Greystroke, Legend of Tarzan, Lord of the Apes?
Oh, it was, what's his name? Go ahead.
Was it A, Christopher Lambert?
Yes, A. It was A.
Your other choices would have been Errol Flynn, Edgar Rice Burroughs, or Johnny Weissmuller.
All of whom are associated with Tarzan.
That is correct.
But it was Christopher Lambert.
You are correct.
That was before Highlander, before he became immortal.
Is that a person or is that a gorilla?
What?
The Greystroke.
He's
character.
Lord Gaystroke. Greystroke. That's his name.
Oh, he's a person.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, because it's not Greystroke. I was thinking, oh, it's a gorilla.
No.
And he voiced it or something. I don't know. I haven't seen the Tarzan movies.
What does that have to do with the card?
The Tarzan?
Mm-hmm. Candle.
I don't know. Mm. He didn't use a lot of candles in the jungle. Is there a vine involved in the lyrics? Jane? No. There you go.
Ah, there you go.
Jane. No, what? It's Jean. No, it would be Jean, not Jane. Is there a Jane?
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Does somebody? Wait a second. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well,
listen,
if anybody knows why there's a question about Greystoke, which, by the way, is one of the most obscure Tarzan movies.
Christopher Lambert.
It was from the 80s.
Maybe?
It was from the 80s.
Yeah, Christopher Lambert date Marilyn Monroe, perhaps? Or
no. Marilyn Monroe was dead before he was born.
Maybe it was the year he did the song?
No, because he did the song in the 70s. The movie came out in the 80s.
Well, then beats me.
Yeah, I don't know. If anybody knows, fantastic snap, incredible crew. All right.
Esmeralda, who played Monroe on television's Too Close for Comfort?
This is the best. Is this multiple choice?
Nope.
No, you're kidding me.
What's going on?
This is the best question we've ever had.
I will let them know it.
Oh my god! And we have to figure out why it's why is it?
Oh wait, it's Oh my gosh. JJ. Oh gosh. He had the show with Tammy Faye Baker and JJ. Ooh, I don't know.
Jim J. Bullock.
Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah. Why is that in there?
Because he played Monroe, Marilyn.
Oh, Monroe.
Monroe.
Okay. Monroe. That's my Ted Knight.
Man, I got into watching that because I was on Antenna TV.
That show rules.
I even was watching the later where the girls weren't even there anymore.
No, listen. The Jim JMJM JMJM Bullock is hilarious, and I love that show. I think Ted Knight is hilarious on that show. I wanted one of them cow puppets.
Oh, what was the name of the
super
cow?
Cow creepy cow?
Oh no!
No! It was super cow or something like that.
Was it? Oh, I thought it was something sweet.
It was a superhero.
Oh
yeah. Hmm. I can't remember, but he used to draw his cartoon with the cow on his hand.
Oh, did okay.
Yeah, he would put the pen in the cow's mouth when he was drawing his comic.
It's not creepy at all.
All right. Captain Cow?
Mm-mm.
No? Corporal Cow?
No.
He's just working his way up the army.
I don't know. Okay, what is this the last question on the...
No, we have two left.
Oh, two left. All right.
Both multiple choice.
All right.
What does the word taupe mean in French? Is it A, wig... B, chicken. C, mole. D, beret. A, wig. B, chicken. C, mole. D, beret.
Chicken.
No.
It'd be mole.
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 Because of Marilyn Monroe. She's the mole.
Okay.
Look at you, Esmeralda. Wow.
Yeah,
deductive reasoning.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went to school.
All right.
They taught me things.
With your best friend, Dana DiLorenzo.
Dana DiLorenzo, yeah.
Didn't learn who J.J. Bullock was, but...
JMJ, it's Jim J. Bullock. Jim J. M. Jim J. Bullock.
Cosmic Cow, by the way.
Cosmic Cow. That's it. Cosmic Cow.
Cosmic Cow.
Monroe.
What was Marianne's special dessert on Gilligan's Island, Esmeralda? Was it a space cake, a coconut cream pie, bananas Foster, or pineapple upside down cake?
Oh. I'm going to go coconut cream.
You are correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because there are coconuts all over the damn island.
Right, but then well, pineapple. Yeah. There could have been pineapples. That's why.
But, like,
hesitated.
Coconuts were. On that show, coconuts were falling, hitting Gilligan in the head
right.
every episode.
And would she give him the pie and then they'd be like, oh, coconut again?
Yeah. Boing. And then a coconut would. Okay, it's 3-2. I'm in the lead. 3-2. After round one. And we will continue with round. Skip's leaving. He's retiring. I hope he comes back. So we'll have the weather and the traffic right here, and here's your weather. Welcome back, everybody. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 Tuesday. That's 2 for Tuesday, 773 area code Duran Duran. Of course, that's Hungry Like the Wolf.
See, I knew that one.
You knew the lyrics to that.
I know all the words.
Yeah. All right. We are in the middle of, we're doing round two now of pop-up video. I happen to be leading 3-2. Now, the cats must be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Ennett's psychic army must be all ready to go.
Yes.
Because we all know how the cats react when Esmeralda sings.
Yeah.
All right. And Skip, Lucas, and Skip leaves back.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
Did you come back because it's raining?
I did.
So
nobody buying watches when it's raining.
That's
now.
Right. That's right. Nobody
buys
watches.
Selling umbrellas.
He sets up his little thing outside, right outside Tribune. You can buy a watch.
There you go. Skip Lee's retirement watch hut. All right, Esmeralda, are you prepared?
Yes.
All right.
Esmeralda, we mentioned the band a little bit earlier. Please provide us a line or two from U2's With or Without You.
She's just going to say With or Without You over and over again.
I don't know any other words. Wait, maybe I do. With or Without You. Nope. With or Without You. See, at least I have the tone.
I can't breathe
with or without you.
God, there's some like yodeling stuff he does. You want to try that?
Without you.
I can't explain to you what the cats are doing right now.
Isn't that very embarrassing? I'm going.
You're going to Ireland.
To the names. Yeah.
You're going to where they're from. You're going to their hometown next week.
Yeah. I'm not a big
Bono
YouTube fan.
Bono just canceled your lunch.
And I mentioned that's it.
Dang, oh, man. Bono. Sorry.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, we'll give you a point on that because you're going to Dublin. So
Without you. How funny would it be if I go to Dublin and I find Bono? I'm like, Bono, sing that song because I don't know it.
I don't know the lyrics. He's going to go, what's the matter with you? How the hell do you not know the lyrics to that? We're like the biggest rock band on the planet.
And then I just go,
Oh, my God. All right. But I know all the words to Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah, no, I got those pat.
Yeah, there you go. All right. What's next?
This is a performance required question.
Oh, no.
Please move like Bono in this video.
Move like Bono in this video.
Imitate his dancing style.
Well, he's got a guitar strapped around.
Doing?
He's got a guitar strapped around him.
I don't know what I don't remember the video.
He's got a guitar that he's not playing strapped around him.
All right, well.
He's got that.
Okay.
I think he just does this a lot.
So
that'll do.
He Nick
says
is
they,
going
they
back
say
and
he
forth.
Does it in slow motion, but
yeah, it's in slow motion. He does the arms up back
is
and
like
forth,
cradling something?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like he's cradling?
Yeah, that's kind of a signature Bono move. He does that a lot.
Yeah.
So, one of the greatest frontmen in rock history, for God's sake. All right,
Esmeralda.
That was mm-hmm. most exercise I've had in 3 weeks.
Oh boy, you're gonna be real sore tomorrow.
Bassist Adam Clayton couldn't live without which supermodel in the early 1990s?
Oh, boy.
Christy Brinkley.
That is incorrect.
Naomi Campbell.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they were a hot item, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wonder how many cell phones he got to the head.
I would say plenty. All right, what's next?
Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me is on the soundtrack to what 1995 action movie? Based on a comic. Wow.
It's, oh, hell. What's
oh,
the
come oh, on.
It's Batman Forever.
That is correct.
I was just going to get so mad.
Oh, no, I didn't know. I was like, is it Forever? I couldn't remember.
I like that song.
Oh good.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, no. Yeah,
that's a
that
good
one.
Song. That's a good song.
I enjoy the ones where he's wearing the face makeup. where he's that alter ego.
Yeah, okay. That was a good time period for them.
With the Zoo TV and all
that. That's the best time period for you too. Their best album is Octung Baby. And that's when Mephisto, that was his?
Is that the character? Yeah.
I think. Yeah, okay.
Esmeralda, beware the Ides of March, warns a character of his fate in what Shakespeare play?
I should really read more.
Who's the dude who got stabbed?
Ham.
It's one of your favorite salad dressings.
Come on, Esmeralda.
Caesar.
Well, what's his first name? You go to the mall and you have an orange. Go to the mall and
Julius
have
a...
Yes,
Caesar.
There you go.
That's so embarrassing. Whew. I immediately wanted to say Sid Caesar. You said Caesar. What? Sid Caesar. That Shakespearean play. Sid Caesar.
Oh my God.
Yep.
That's the best ever.
Jim J. Bullock and Sid Caesar.
Jim J. M. Jim Bullock and Sid Caesar.
All right, we're running low.
All right, oh my God.
What is called when a pitcher stops his or her wind-up motion? What is it called when a pitcher stops his or her wind-up motion?
Is that for me?
Yes.
A balk?
Yes. Esmeralda, mythology scholar Joseph Campbell is famous for the line, follow your A, bliss, B, nose, C, leader, D, yellow brick road.
Bliss.
That is correct. Mm. Final question, all to multiple choice. What's our score, Mr. Giglio?
It's 6-5, me.
Really?
Yeah.
Which of the following...
I gave you the Julius Caesar point.
Right.
Which of the following women never played Catwoman in the TV show?
In the TV show.
Lee Merriweather, Jill St. John, Eartha Kitt, or Julie Newmar?
Jill St. John.
That is correct.
All right. I win.
Okay.
7-5. Now go home and watch your show of shows so you can catch up on Shakespeare.
Read Julius Caesar on the plane.
Do you know what your show of shows is?
No.
It's Sid Caesar's show.
No.
All right, we're going to take a break. The news is up next on WGN.